listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about some trophies of God's grace. Reading to you from Isaiah chapter 19, starting at verse 23. Here we read. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian will come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians will serve with the Assyrians. In that day, Israel will be one of three with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. In Isaiah's day, times weren't all that different than they are today. When the prophet spoke these words, Israel had known nothing but danger and war with her neighbors. And in the midst of it all, God made a remarkable announcement through the prophet Isaiah. The day would come when Israel will be one of three with Egypt and Assyria. God spoke of a coming day of peace between Israel, Egypt, and Assyria. There would be trade and travel between these three nations. That is a highway from Egypt to Assyria. In that day, the Lord would bless all three nations. Now, we might expect a blessing for Israel, God's covenant people, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yet God goes far beyond our expectation and says, Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands. What an amazing work of redemption. This shows that God's salvation will extend to the nations and that he'll call forth his own even from Egypt and Assyria. Now, it was powerful to say this of Egypt. It was almost unbelievable to say it about Assyria, the nation that the prophet Jonah hated so much. We remember that in Isaiah's day, Assyria was a feared and hated empire. They were notorious for their brutality and their calculated cruelty. We wonder if Isaiah himself didn't wonder at this word that the Lord gave him. We wonder if Isaiah maybe asked, God, are you sure that you want to bring blessing to Assyria someday? But God was sure. He loves to take those who are dead set against him and confront them with the wonder and power of his grace. Remember Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus? God changed him, and he promises one day to bring salvation even to the likes of Assyria and Egypt. F.B. Meyer said it well. I'm quoting him now. Who, standing amid the terrors of the plagues, could ever have supposed that Egypt would be addressed as my people? Who would have thought that Assyria, the tyrant persecutor, would ever be called the work of my hands, yet these are the trophies and the triumphs of divine grace. So, are you a trophy of God's grace? Perhaps at one time you seemed as far away from God as Egypt and Assyria did in the days of Isaiah. Yet, you may very well know the transforming power of God in your life, power that can take an enemy and convert him into a friend. We should also always remember that God is still making trophies of grace. Perhaps some people near and dear to you are far from God. You wonder how they could ever come unto him. Remember that if God can do it with Egypt and Assyria and you, he can do it with them also. Now, notice the progression. God said that Egypt will one day be his people. Assyria will one day be the work of his hands, but Israel will always be his inheritance. Friends, God's work in those who seem to be far off, it never means that he forsakes the nearer ones. Israel always has a special place as the Lord's inheritance. And in Jesus, we also are the Lord's inheritance. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, the Apostle Paul prayed that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. God's people are his riches and his inheritance and his glory. That means that you can enjoy your place as a trophy of God's grace, and you can enjoy that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.